I think the differences between Wordsworth and Coleridge, especially at the time when they're working on lyrical ballads, are quite difficult to pin down, really. And I'm not sure it's even a very helpful thing to do. They're working very close together. They're kind of revising each other's poems. Wordsworth even kind of contributes to The Ancient Mariner. So it's a very close collaboration. And in terms of subject matter, there are lots and lots of things that they have in common. They're both writing about the influence of the natural world on the imagination and on the growing child. They're both interested in children. But having said that, I think there is a difference in the way they write. I think it's a question of rhythm, and it's just the character of the verse, actually. I think that's the real difference. I mean, looking back on lyrical ballads, Coleridge said that actually they'd been very well organised, and he was supposed to be writing the supernatural poems, and Wordsworth was supposed to be writing the poems in which he dealt with common things and ordinary life, but in a remarkable way to give them a sort of charm of novelty. But when you actually look at what they contributed to the lyrical ballads, in fact, it's nothing like as clear-cut as that. So I think that's very much hindsight speaking. But traditionally, that's been seen as a difference. But actually, a poem like Goody Blake and Harry Gill, you can see Wordsworth being very interested in superstition, the possibility of something seeming supernatural, but perhaps it's psychological. Exactly the same questions that Coleridge is looking at in The Ancient Mariner. There's a curse in Goody Blake and Harry Gill. They're very, very similar in terms of the content and the subject. It's just that the handling is so very different. I think the movement of Wordsworth's verse is very different from Coleridge's.